Welcome to episode 972 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. According to legend, after war dragged on between the Greeks and Trojans for 10 years, the Greeks devised a plan to conquer the city of Troy. They built a massive wooden horse, hid soldiers inside, and left it as a supposed gift for the Trojans. Believing they had won, the Trojans brought the horse into the city. That night, the hidden Greek soldiers emerged, opened the city gates, and allowed their army to invade, leading to Troy's downfall. This story shows us how deception can lead to destruction, even when things seem secure. Similarly, the Bible warns about a great deception in the last days, the rise of the man of sin, who will deceive many under the guise of righteousness. Like the Trojan horse led to Troy's fall, the man of sin will lead many away from the truth if we are not vigilant and grounded in God's word. Before getting to the man of sin, Paul addresses a topic of great concern for early Christians, the coming of the day of the Lord. Believers in Thessalonica were confused and anxious about the timing of Christ's return. Some thought that day had already come, causing distress and uncertainty within the community. In response, Paul writes to clarify the sequence of events that must occur before Christ's return, specifically focusing on the revealing of the man of sin or man of lawlessness, a figure shrouded in mystery and associated with great apostasy. He writes in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, "Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come." Paul acknowledges the rumors and false teachings that had been circulating, possibly stemming from a forged letter or misunderstood prophecy. He emphasizes they should not be swayed by false claims, no matter the source. The urgency of Paul's appeal suggests the Thessalonians were deeply concerned and perhaps even frightened by the thought that they had missed the return of Christ. Paul seeks to calm their fears by providing them with the truth. In verse 3, Paul provides a key clarification. "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition." Paul introduces two significant events that must precede the day of the Lord: the falling away or apostasy, and the revelation of the man of sin, also known as the son of perdition. The term falling away, Greek apostasia, refers to a great rebellion or departure from the true faith. This is not just a minor defection, but a widespread and significant turning away from the truth of the gospel. Paul warns that before Christ returns, there will be a profound spiritual decline, a departure from the foundational truths of Christianity, resulting in widespread apostasy. Following this apostasy, the man of sin will be revealed. This figure is also called the son of perdition, a term that emphasizes his ultimate destruction. The use of the phrase revealed suggests that this figure has been hidden or working in secret, but will eventually come into full view, unmasking his true nature and intentions. The title man of sin or man of lawlessness underscores his opposition to God's law and his embodiment of evil and rebellion against God. Paul's message in 2 Thessalonians 2 is both a warning and reassurance. He warns the Thessalonian believers of the impending apostasy and the rise of a powerful figure who will embody everything that stands against God. This man of sin will not only defy God's laws, but will also exalt himself as divine, deceiving many in the process. The apostle's words are a call for vigilance and discernment, urging believers to stay rooted in the truth of the gospel amidst growing deception. However, Paul's message is also one of reassurance. He emphasizes that these events, though alarming, are all part of God's divine timeline. The man of sin will be revealed only when God allows it, and his reign of deception will be short-lived. Ultimately, this figure will be destroyed by the power and glory of Christ at his second coming. Paul's teaching here is meant to remind the Thessalonians and all believers that while the forces of evil may seem overwhelming, they are temporary and will be decisively defeated by Christ. This passage also serves as a reminder of the spiritual battle that is ongoing in the world. The mystery of lawlessness is already at work, subtly influencing and corrupting. Yet, as believers, we are called to stand firm in the truth, knowing that God's plan will prevail. Paul's words encourage us to remain steadfast in our faith, to resist the deceptions of the enemy, and to look forward with hope to the return of Christ when all things will be made right.
Today's Top 10 List.
10 Facts About the Man of Sin in 2 Thessalonians 2.
Number 1.
The man of sin is revealed before Christ's return. Paul emphasizes that the man of sin must be revealed before the second coming of Christ, indicating a sequence of events leading up to the day of the Lord.
Number 2.
He is also known as the son of perdition. This title underscores his ultimate destiny, destruction. The term perdition signifies eternal damnation, highlighting the doomed fate of this figure.
Number 3.
He opposes and exalts himself above God. The man of sin will oppose everything related to God and will attempt to elevate himself above all forms of worship, showing the height of his arrogance and rebellion.
Number 4.
He sits in the temple of God. This act of sitting in the temple, claiming to be God, represents the ultimate blasphemy and a usurpation of divine authority.
Number 5.
He is linked to the great apostasy. The revelation of the man of sin is connected to a widespread falling away from the true faith, a period of significant spiritual decline.
Number 6.
His revelation is temporarily restrained. Paul mentions a restraining force that is currently holding back the full manifestation of the man of sin, which will be removed in God's appointed time.
Number 7.
The mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Even before his full revelation, the spirit of lawlessness, the spirit that will animate the man of sin, is already present and at work in the world.
Number 8.
His deception will be powerful. The man of sin will deceive many through signs, wonders, and false teachings, leading people away from the truth.
Number 9.
He is ultimately doomed by Christ. Paul assures that the man of sin will be destroyed by the brightness of Christ's coming, signifying the ultimate victory of Christ over all evil.
Number 10.
His identity has been a topic of debate. Throughout history, various interpretations and speculations have arisen regarding the identity of the man of sin, reflecting the mystery and complexity surrounding this prophetic figure. As we consider the rise of the man of sin, it's crucial to remember the three angels' messages found in Revelation 14. These messages warn us against the deceptions of the end times and call us to worship the Creator. Just as the man of sin will seek to draw worship away from God, we are called to proclaim the everlasting gospel and uphold the truths of God's word, including his commandments. The Sabbath, as a sign between God and his people, as described in Ezekiel 20, verse 12, will play a crucial role in the final conflict between good and evil. The man of sin, representing lawlessness, will promote a counterfeit day of worship, leading many away from the true Sabbath. Our faithfulness to God's Sabbath will be a key indicator of our loyalty to him in these last days. The revelation of the man of sin, as described by the Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians 2, serves as a crucial reminder of the spiritual battles that are yet to unfold before the return of Christ. As we explore these prophetic insights, we see that the forces of deception and rebellion are already at work, seeking to undermine the truth of the gospel and lead many astray. Yet, we are not left without hope. The scriptures provide us with a clear roadmap, not only detailing the challenges ahead, but also assuring us of Christ's ultimate victory over all evil. Understanding these prophecies should not instill fear, but rather deepen our resolve to remain faithful and vigilant. The man of sin represents the culmination of lawlessness and opposition to God, but as believers, we are called to stand firm in the truth. We must guard against deception by staying grounded in the Word of God, continually seeking His wisdom and guidance. In a world increasingly marked by spiritual decline and moral confusion, our mission is to be lights in the darkness, holding fast to the hope and truth of the gospel. Let us take these warnings seriously, not just as abstract concepts, but as a call to action in our own lives. The spiritual battle is intensifying, and we must be vigilant, rooted in the Word of God, and ready to stand firm in the face of deception. May we be found faithful when our Lord returns, having done all we can to prepare ourselves and others for that glorious day. Father, we thank you for the clear guidance you provide in your word. As we study these prophecies, we ask for the discernment to recognize deception and the strength to stand firm in your truth. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.